This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. The Central Bucks school superintendent was placed on administrative leave after a report was released detailing allegations of abuse of young students with special needs. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Doylestown, where parents expressed their frustration at a school board meeting last night.
There were cheers in the room when it was announced that Dr. Stephen Yanni was placed on leave. This parent told NBC 10 that the kids are the priority and need to be protected.
I mean, it's bad enough that they were abused, but the cover-up of it, instead of coming forward.
The nonprofit Disability Rights Pennsylvania, or DRP, has been investigating allegations of abuse at Jamison Elementary School and released the findings on Wednesday. According to the DRP, a teacher and an aide would restrain, physically punish students with special needs, deny them water, just to name a few examples. All of this from September to December last year. School board member James Pepper told NBC 10 his 9-year-old son experienced all of that.
There is no place in our district or any district for people that cover up child abuse.
The DRP says the district's investigation was flawed and officials were not thorough when communicating with state officials and police. Essentially, they were downplaying the incidents. The superintendent, before he was placed on leave, said there were instances of inaccuracies in the report, and he would say more after an independent investigation from an outside firm was complete. In Doylestown, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Criminal charges haven't been filed, so Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Shorn didn't comment on the specific allegations in the report. The emergency rooms of Crozer Chester and Taylor Hospitals are expected to shut down today. That's according to a closure plan filed in bankruptcy court. We've called the hospitals this morning, and they say they're still accepting walk-in patients, but they wouldn't say for how much longer. Dozens of Chester residents peppered the Delaware County Department of Health with questions at a meeting last night. KYW's Vic Ragupathy tells us while they received some helpful information, they're mostly concerned about access to emergency care.
8 panelists were on hand at Chester City Hall with information on what residents can do for care during pregnancy, mental health crises, and various other situations. But Chester resident Leisha Long says the thing she and her neighbors are most alarmed about is the fact that once Crozer Chester and Taylor Hospital close, the nearest hospital will be about half an hour away.
And now it's like put a Band-Aid on it to fix it. Can't put a Band-Aid on it to fix this. We need a hospital and we need it now.
After those hospitals close, due to parent company Prospect Medical Holdings bankruptcy, the only remaining ones in Delco will be Riddle and Mercy Fitzgerald. Zulene Mayfield says it's a matter of life and death.
It's very scary because for other people, it will be statistics. But for us, it's going to be family members, people we love. It could be our children, our grandmothers, our parents. It could be me.
Dr. Kristen Motley is Chester's health commissioner.
It is important that we have discussions like today to plug some of the gaps, but it's not going to resolve the main issue of healthcare in Chester.
In Chester, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Montgomery County are looking for a masked man who kicked a woman to the ground and assaulted her outside her home in Hatfield early yesterday morning. The attack was caught on Christopher Stevens' Ring camera. He spoke with NBC 10.
I was woken up by a terrible screaming coming from outside.
It happened around 4:30 yesterday morning in the Hatfield Village apartment complex. Video shows a masked man, dressed in all black and wearing gloves, running and leaping towards a woman, kicking her in the back. The woman screams as the man continues to kick and punch her. The man ran away before police arrived. Police say they don't know if the woman was targeted or if it was a random attack. At a public hearing on its budget Thursday night, the Philly School Board heard about scarce bathroom supplies and the need for more libraries. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
There are only 5 certified librarians working in the Philly School District, and the federal government just rescinded a grant that would have helped to restore libraries in Philly schools. So parents, including Lauren Pop, urged the school board to find money for more libraries.
If you want to see literacy rates increase, if you want to see kids fall in love with books, school libraries need to be restored and books need to be accessible.
Students at Academy at Palumbo in South Philly had a different message for the board. They described bathrooms without soap or toilet paper and sinks that didn't work. Senior May Lee said after spinal surgery, she was a half hour late for her class on the 5th floor because the building's elevators were out of order. She described dreading going to school and said she'd attempted suicide. She urged the board to do more.
Fight for more funding, not just for the egregious state of our bathrooms and buildings, but for our mental health too. Help us fight for schools that motivate us to wake up in the morning.
At school headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft are tonight, with the Eagles currently sporting the 64th and 96th overall picks. Last night, they landed a player late in the first round who they thought was an absolute steal. Here's Dave Uram.
Alabama linebacker Jahad Campbell fell to the Eagles at 31. General Manager Howie Roseman said Campbell was a top 10 talent who is versatile. He is listed as an off-ball linebacker, but Roseman thinks he can play edge rusher too.
He's got speed. He's got power as an edge rusher. He was trained as an edge rusher. And then he's got the versatility to play off the ball and blitz from depth and play in space, in pass coverage.
Campbell has no preference.
I think just being, you know, like a dominant force for the defense. So really, like, you know, just put me wherever and just, you know, finding different schemes for me to play and, you know, making an impact.
And he's from South Jersey, so he grew up an Eagles fan and is going to play for his hometown team. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.